This is one of the greatest things.
I want to say it's not true, but it's so detailed.
On here, I can tell you a story about something crazy that's happened.
I want to say it's not true, but man, it's so fucking detailed. Like,
oh, you don't think Merlogic is being 100% honest?
But it's so detailed
honest.
With the Peruvian.
This is a guy who...
How crazy is that? It's funny because
like, there's a lot of people who still to this day say, this guy's doing a bit. He's doing a long con. There's no way anything this guy talks about is genuine.
No,
eventually he's just going to come out. It's like, you know what, guys? The bread thing, it was all meme. You know, it was all a bit. You're like, you know, I've been fooling you this whole time. You never knew about it.
Well, you remind me of the way the excitement and the exuberance you show for your fetish reminds me of Blacklight, one of the mod or one of the he's called in before. He's like he's a furry and he's like really all like totally unashamed about it's great. It's fucking great actually, in my opinion. But he called in. I forget. Somebody remind me what Blacklight's story was. He had some childhood trauma. I feel like you have all this childhood trauma and then you grow up and you're like, I don't fucking care if people think I want to fuck bread. Like, what? I'm trying to protect my retarded brother from getting raped and adopted by a pedophile. Like, I don't really give a fuck what people online think about what gets me off. I just want my retarded brother not to be sucking dick for life. Not to be like a sex slave.
You think I don't go on Kiwi Farms like once a day to check to see if these people are still thinking of me? They're not. They're more worried about the fact that their website is hemorrhaging money.
Tragic.
Do you still see your brother?
I do. He's my next door neighbor. He lives like 2 feet behind my apartment complex.
Oh, geez, you're not in that same apartment complex, are you?
No, he actually ended up getting adopted by a nice, kind lady. He's now 19. Like, he's going to, well, if it weren't under shelter in place, he'd be going to school now. He'd be going to the SRJC.
What's the SOJC?
It's the Santa Rosa Junior College. It's the public community college people can go to pretend like, you know, you didn't get a GED and you're actually smarter than you think you are. That's another story I can tell you someday where I somehow failed upwards from high school and ended up in college.
Well, everyone does that. Blacklight shot his, his parents, hired a camp to come in the middle of the night and abduct him and take him to camp. Like a re-education bad kid camp.
Wait, say that again.
Blacklight, a listener, he called in and told the story.
This is a great story.
He had that done to himself?
His parents, he was 15. Oh, okay. He was 15 years old, and his parents hired a camp to send counselors in to abduct him in the middle of the night.
Some CIA rendition shit, black ops site shit.
And take you to like bad kid camp. And he wasn't doing anything that bad, like the way he told it. So his grandpa had given him a handgun, a 45, he woke up and thought guys were breaking in his criminals. Well, which they were.
Yeah.
Criminals were breaking into his house to abduct him, and he shot them both. Executed them in the middle of the fucking night. He's like, well,
fuck it.
You better send more guys next time.
You better come harder than that.
But then he's like, he's really, he shot them both and one died.
Okay.
But he's very open about being a furry. He's like, well, I mean, I don't know how to make, you can't really make fun of a furry who
shot,
woke up in the middle of the night and fucking put a guy in the ground at 15 years old.
Fucking Red House, suck on that.
This entire story is a strong advocation as to why we all need to be pro-gun, because, you know, what if people break in the middle of the night and want to take you to a special summer camp where a man named Mr. Epstein wants to see you in your nice little furry suit?
I keep thinking of those drill sergeants they used to bring on, like, Jenny Jones in those shows in the 90s, where you get in the face of the kids, and one of those types just comes in and the fucking furry just smokes him.
Smokes him,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, you got spit on me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's what it was. Those things were so fucking stupid.
Oh,
I hate that, like, scared straight porn for boomers.
That was all over the place in the 90s. That used to be like a whole setup for a talk show. Montel Williams
military like fetishism, just yelling at kids that don't have parents.
Screaming.
Like, get the fuck out of here. So
obviously,
what?
These kids have some fucking problems, dude.
Vietnam War level drills from like fucking Vietnam movies of that era.
Boomers can literally have fucking entertainment, too.
Like, yeah, it's for boomers to entertain themselves, like to wish they were yelling at kids.
I remember being a kid thinking, man, this is fucked up. I hate these people.
Yeah.
I hate these people for doing, like, these are my brethren, basically. These are my fellow kids, and they're fucking them over on live TV for fucking
embarrassing them for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, Dick, there was a time I actually put my foot on an old woman's lawn, and she actually pulled out a shotgun and told me to fucking step my ass back.
Where was that?
Right,
I was in Petaluma. I was trying to run to the bus. I was trying to cut through some old lady's lawn. The minute my foot touched the grass. Yeah. She pulled out a shotgun. It's like, boy, you best get off my lawn. I ran for my life. I ran faster.
I fucking hate boomers. This lockdown has saturated every fiber in my being with a hatred that I have never felt in my life. I really just fucking hate them. I do not feel anything in common with these people anymore. I can't. The people going around all day I go on a walk every day, you know, because I'm 40. I gotta get the blood flowing through. If I don't have an alcohol problem, as long as I can get out of bed and go on a walk every morning.
You put the work in.
Yeah. And these, I pass people every day, and they like have their masks around their fucking neck, and they see me. I feel black because they see me coming. They're like, oh, they cross the street to put their masks on and get away from me. I think you did this
in LA. They wear it everywhere, and if you're not wearing it, so you know, everywhere else you just take it off, you're outside, whatever. Yeah. But in LA they look at you like you got the plague or some shit if you're walking around outside. Yeah.
What Merlot?
It's super weird because, like, you know, it's like shelter in place now has like a lesser priority to it because a certain orange skinned individual isn't in office anymore. It's only a priority when we need a distraction from something else. Like,
yeah.
When people start asking questions, it's only when shelter in place becomes a real problem again. All these numbers that suddenly grew that we don't know why just suddenly grew, need to be afraid again. Be afraid forever. Go back to your pod.
It's just like the Holocaust. All right.
All right, Murd,
does anything make you a rage or anything? Get out of here. I'm going to read some comments.
His life.
Bro, you have the most interesting fucking life. You're talking about your grandpa's memoirs, but you have got to put some of this shit down. This isn't what you've gone through. Even the name Children's Village is insane. It's like a horrifying Dr. Seuss
stories about this place. It's the worst place I've ever been in my. It was the lowest point in my entire life. Anytime you invite me on the podcast just to talk about stories about like this, come get me.
Tell me another
come
one.
There and I will fucking.
Tell me another one.
How many kids wrote of all the places? Yeah.
How many kids were there?
About 30.
30 kids. Like a classroom of kids.
Yeah. A lot of these places are absolute cesspools, dude. And the way they treat these kids. He's talking about pedophiles and stuff. That shit's common. And just, you know, mistreating the kids in general. And they know they can't do shit. They have
like
nothing.
The October sky of fucking sad places. Like, it just plays that soundtrack on loop.
They had no advocates, too, though. You know, it's like a foster kid. You know their parents. Like, what, are their parents going to come talk shit? Yeah. No, they're not. And they know they can just do whatever to these kids, so...
Ralph, you should start a children's home.
I should start. Yeah.
St. Jude's.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right? Let's take good care of these kids. You guys, you know we're not pedophiles. You know we're not. We're bad. We're bad dads. We are bad role models. We're not pedophiles. You know we're not fucking pedophiles. We're too drunk. No, you never seen a drunk pedophile. You know?
No, you don't. That's true.
Never
they
seen a drunk pedophile.
They're not able to.
They're not drawn to the liquor.
The thing about that liquor. They don't need to be drunk to encourage themselves in order to touch kids. They just do that impulsively.
Too drunk to lure.
Well, yeah, they. You can't be so rare. They get an opportunity. You know, they don't get a bunch of opportunities, so they got to be on their game all the time. They're probably pretty straight edge.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got to be prepared if you're a pedophile. You got to wake up every day and think of one thing. You can't be getting...
This is God's house. You know, God frowns upon what I do, but we don't drink in this house.
Okay, well, give me another horror story from Children's Ranch, or whatever you were... By the way, Nick Fuentes was on that heel stream, wasn't he? Hold on. Nick Fuentes was singing Ram Ranch with us.
He came in and sang Ram Ranch, yeah.
And now they're playing videos of him in the fucking in Congress.
You know, it's so funny.
Isn't
at the
crazy?
End of the stream, he said, Ralph, you know, this is the perfect place to do it. It's the kill stream. You know, when shit like this breaks out, this is exactly where I want to be. And he was like, man, it's been a while, you know, it's been some years. We're both still here, man. I don't know. It's crazy kind of just like where it went from there and Daily Mail mentions and Bitcoin mysteries.
Do you all remember that time when Nick and Ben had that debate and Ben fucking debated circles around Nick to the point where Nick actually went and harassed Ben Sharpio's family? I still think about that often.
Who's
that
Ben?
And the time where Nick masturbated on stream, he got banned from YouTube.
Wait. No, wait a minute.
Yeah. Nick Fuentes?
I have to say that I don't think that that happened, that last part especially, but I know he did have a confrontation with Shapiro outside of, what was it, Turning
Point? In front
point?
Of his family. Like, come on, dude. Like, let the man just hang out with his big-titted sister. Like, he doesn't need this right now.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, it wasn't that
keep
bad.
Your family home. But you can't have a conversation
with
the
street. Yeah, we can't walk up to the guy.
Give me a fucking break. What do you mean don't? Oh, he's in front of his family. You think any wife in America is going like, oh, man, I thank God my husband didn't get confronted today for all of the bullshit that he does. What's wrong with having a conversation with a guy? It happens.
Well, you know, it's one thing to have a conversation. It's one thing for Nick to just start screaming in front of Ben. It's like, man, you know, you didn't win that debate. I demand a rematch. Like, it's a fucking
sport. But see, IBS
is.
But he didn't actually have a debate with Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro wouldn't debate him.
Was it really not a debate?
No, they were just fucking shit back and forth on Twitter. Shapiro won't debate him because, I mean, honestly, from Shapiro's perspective, I understand that decision because it's like, why give the guy the platform?
Yeah.
It's only going to help him. And he can lose and it's still going to help him.
He's a filmmaker now.
Right, exactly. He's too lazy about that type of shit.
Yeah, I hope it's really wild seeing Nick getting brutalized by the fucking the government. Like this is their example evidence of
he got
a
cited
white
three
supremacist
or four times by name and a few different video clips. Like, wow, a guy Killstream guest been on some of these, you know, blood sports and all this.
Yeah.
I don't know, known him for years, and now they're playing this guy in the fucking impeachment in the goddamn United States Senate, saying public enemy number one, kind of, well, behind Trump, I guess.
And then even his own people are, I was watching your show this week, and Patrick Casey?
Yeah, Patrick Casey.
Totally fucked Nick over, like, really, really, in a really gross way. I watched your show and I watched Patrick Casey deliver that monologue and it made my fucking skin crawl. Like, you're divulging personal financial information of another guy that's obviously conjecture in such a weaselly way. That was absolutely disgusting when he did that. I could not believe what I was watching.
So I have to say neutral on that, but I will say that he went pretty hard, honestly, and he said some things
where I was like, honey.
It has to be more than just this.
Oh no, if you're telling people about my financial situation,
yeah,
you're fucked. You have just fucked up.
But once you say that, there's no path for reconciliation after that. You start dropping some knowledge and I don't know, man. Yeah. It
reminded me of Maddox's lying and implying shit. Like Patrick Casey was saying, oh, Nick has to put this conference on because he's like financially beholden. Like he needs the money because the feds have frozen his bank. It's like, man, how do you fucking... All of that is just... there's no way you know.
First off, we do know that the Bitcoin alone, if he had held it, which I sold it immediately because I thought there might be some mistake. I was like, I didn't know who the fuck sent me this. I was like, let me sell it before they figure out I'm not supposed to fucking have this. Let me get rid of this.
You don't want
to
get caught holding.
Yeah, let me get that in my bank account. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I hadn't even seen this until two weeks after it happened, and it said 0.5 Bitcoin in your Coinbase. I was like, this is some fucking joke. What, are they trying to scam me back on Coinbase? I hadn't been on there in 6 months. God damn it, though. It was there.
Fucking Nigerians.
But did you ever actually end up buying any of that GameStop stuff?
No,
Dick?
I didn't. And some guy came on my show and shilled it when it was at $4. And he said, get in on it, Ralph. And we made fun of him for 3 weeks. We're like, this fucking moron. What do you mean buy GameStop? What a loser. And then GameStop fucking went to the moon. I would have made, I don't know, $50,000 probably if I'd have just listened just a little bit. But the
fucking billionaires weeping in their mansions crying about how the goyim know.
But if Nick held on to, if Nick held on to that Bitcoin, though, It would be like $500,000.
Nick's got diamond hands.
Just about holding on to that.
I don't agree with Nick's, masturbating and the whole God stuff, but God, I love that. He never capitulates anything.
I was going
to
say,
fucking great to see. He never phrases things in a way that to make them palatable. I really love that guy. I hope he's around forever, but I don't think he will be. Him, Nick, you, and Sam Hyde, I feel like we're chopped off at the knees, like, in culture. Our culture has experienced a significant detriment because of that.
Well, thank you for putting me in that class there. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucked up. I tend to think, and I've said this on my show, but I think it's going to be a year or two. I really don't think it's going to be this dark forever. You know what I mean? In terms of people getting their shows published and, you know, monetization, all that.
That's why they always say it's darkest before the dawn. And you never really find the bottom until you reach it.
Yeah, I know that sounds trite a little bit, maybe. And maybe I'm just, you know, sunshine and rainbows pumping. But I do feel that way. I really do.
Yeah, there is. If the distributed finance sector keeps growing the way it is, like, it's we're in a spot where you can't even describe it to the people who want to shut it down because it's so complicated. Right. Like, it's really in a perfect spot. It's like where the internet started. We had to tell somebody, oh, you got to get on the internet. You got to go buy a modem, ding dong, ding. Then you call a thing, and they're like, I'm dumb. It's too complicated. Now it's you can't avoid the internet.
Yeah,
you can't fucking avoid it. So they're like, oh, dumb. Once we get finance back to a way that's too complicated, we'll be fine. All right, Merlogic, get out of here. I got to get Crippled Jesus on here. I see your Hitomi Tanaka post. This is what they do to get me to look. They put messages on pictures of Hitomi Tanaka, and it works every fucking time.
Almost as crafty as the pedophile that only goes after retards, just right below that.
Call in with more stories, please.
Yeah, sure. Just come and get me whenever. I'll fucking share whatever.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Nothing. Just my grandfather's books, but I got to get those on eKindle. So when I get around to doing that, I will.
Are you good at that? Can you do that?
I'm good at talking to people. I talked my way into being on this show, which is more than I thought I was capable of.
Well, I mean, are you able to like put the books up and get them on Kindle? It's a simple process. If you want help, let me know.
I would absolutely fucking love your help. Okay. I would very much appreciate that.
Yeah, send me an email. We'll get done. I'll put top men on it. Riley. Crippled Jesus.
I'll work on that email draft in a bit.
Okay. Bye, buddy.
This is...
God, what? Children's Village. What do you think about that, Sean?
Jesus. Well, I realized, you know, about halfway through, he's not talking about a blood relative as his grandfather, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he's talking about the guy who ran the village. I had no idea that he was a foster child.
Oh, was he talking about the guy that ran the village?
I mean, probably, or at least it makes sense why he wouldn't know, you know, about any of this stuff. I mean, it's not like he's got a tight family.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was a troll for certain parts of it, but then it was so detailed and I don't really know this guy's whole history, but man, I don't know. I don't think it was.
How you get the Wonder Bread.
I think it's just some wild shit.
It's wild shit.
Yeah, he talks like that all the time. I mean, he's either like incredibly good at trolling or, you know, I don't know.
He's 100% real. There is no fucking, I will not stand to have his integrity impugned in this way, even questioned at all. If you're coming to the table with that, you better have some hard evidence and not just conjecture. I refuse to entertain such hypotheticals.
No, I agree. I think he's completely legit.
Mur, your grandpa, was he in charge of the children's village?
No, he was a grandparent. There were six grandparents on the children's village, and he was one of the favorites.
Wait,
what? So you called him your grandfather.
He's my adopted grandfather.
Right, okay.
They were like the grandparents for the kids? Like they had like a set of grandparents?
Like a rotation of grandparents?
So the reason why there were grandparents on the site was because the woman who was running the place at the time wanted to create this idea where grandparents are kind of like wholesome people, so they thought they'd relate to the kids better, and sure enough, it worked. Now, you can make all the pedophile jokes you want, but weirdly enough, it worked, and a lot of the kids actually related to the grandparents that were on the Children's Village property. It was the foster parents themselves they couldn't relate to. Now, it wasn't the case for every foster parent there, but there were some people who just straight up got the job just because they had a driver's license because they needed them to drive the van.
Okay, I need to read this book. Yeah, email me. All right, bye, Mer.
Yeah.
Yeah, see ya.
Wait, wow. Do you really want geriatrics driving a bunch of kids around in a van?
It's going to be a Holocaust. Crippled Jesus. Hey, are you there, Cam?
Dick, what's up, buddy?
You got an update with your feminist studies thing?
Yeah, so over the weekend, a lot happened. So I requested a question,
mm-hmm.
and I got that question.
Oh.
And I'm doing my assignment, you know, to catch up on the class. And I check my email. And I get an email from my professor, my new professor. I put it in the chat I don't know if.
Let's see.
I can put it in there again.
Hey, has any pedophile ever targeted you?
Well, you know, I wouldn't run away or anything. Yeah, so that's why think I asked. It would be easy. We actually had a pedophile English teacher in ninth grade. My ninth grade English teacher was a pedophile, but she only fucked tall black guys. So I was okay.
You didn't make the cut.
Kardashian family full of pedophiles too.
Did you post it? Did you post the?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, there it is. The thing you posted says, "I believe you have already been notified. You have been temporarily removed from my class, pending an investigation by the Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility." The Office of Wellness is gonna investigate you. Uh oh.
So yeah,
they're gonna find some problems.
Here comes a penis inspection for academic court, and I found out that I'm getting sued by my previous teacher for going on Who Are These Podcasts.
No, what? Dude, wait a minute!
You're getting sued by your former teacher for going on podcasts?
Yep. Who Are These Podcasts? And believe it or not, Dick, when they called me to serve me the charges, Her boss mentioned you, but wouldn't do it by name. And started to get into it about how I was on this show, but he stopped midway and was like, never mind, that doesn't matter. But,
was it Heather from Condé Nast?
If you have any questions, who's suing you exactly? The Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility?
So the Office of Wellness is backed by the teacher, so I'm being sued by the teacher and the school.
For what? For what?
Well, I wanted to talk about the charges. There's two particular ones that I think are the funniest, and it really incriminates the teacher more than anything. So one of the charges is an academic dishonesty charge, because I was recording the class. Now, I have a letter of accommodations paper, which is a disability accommodation.
They'll have to let you off paper that.
Yep. Signed by the president. And it says
Trump?
That I
president
have
Trump
the
or
right
Biden?
To record
president
every
Biden?
Class.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
And I sent it to her in email, and she said, "I have acknowledged the content of my email." So, based off of that charge, it is very clear to me that she did not read my letter of disability, which is a direct breach of duty as a, quote, educator. So, really, that charge incriminates her more than anything, and it showed the court that she doesn't do her job. Secondly,
Are you going to be your own lawyer? You should wheel in there, Your Honor. Like, you should be.
See, you're sucking shit. Just like Matlock.
And have like a southern accent. Do a southern accent. Keep going. Sorry, we're making boomer references with Matlock.
Oh, well, that's what's so funny about these charges is it's all based on. We read that email on the show. It's all based on the idea that I'm threatening and menacing over Zoom. I'm pretty sure when I roll into the court and I'm falling out of my chair, that's too small for me. I'm pretty sure that just wipes away the threatening
worst thing. What's the worst thing about being crippled? The chair's too fucking small. I didn't even think of that. Of course it is. Of course it's too small. Oh my God, there is no end to the torment. You can really play it up too when you roll in there. Get one of those like tongue things.
Yeah, I was going to say Jules coming out a little bit. Play it up, you know. It doesn't
Well, I'm going to make sure I get a lot of water in me beforehand so I can get the drool flowing.
Your Honor, can we take a break? My colostomy bag needs emptying again. I just want, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, again, I have to do this many times a day. I can't believe you're getting sued. Of course you are.
It's crazy, and it's... The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is it's very frightening how she figured out that I am Crippled Jesus because I in no way connect my real name to what I do on the internet.
That's a good point. And, why would she think you're Crippled Jesus?
They must have snitched him out. Well,
there's no way they would have known that I was on the podcast unless they found out that my name is connected to my alias. My social media does not have my government name.
How did they find that? That's a good point.
We don't know. That's the thing. That's why my mom and I requested a restraining order.
There are a lot of autists online,
I have
too.
Sneaky suspicion that this woman is stalking me.
Wow. And you're paying for this privilege. All of this hassle. This is the college experience.
The government is, and some stupid rich guy that's using me for a tax write-off.
How much are they suing you? Like, what are they suing you for?
So they argue that the sound clips that I played on Carl's show is distributing the lecture illegally. Now, this is obviously very disprovable because I can just use fair use because this
It's just it's ridiculous on its face. Like, okay, you guys are just pissed that you got made fun of. All right.
This is an hour lecture, and at most, I have 5 minutes worth of clips that I play on Carl's show. And it's not like they're in any order. And I went over with it with a couple dickhead lawyers, and they said if I bleep out names, which I did, you can go back and listen to that episode right now. I bleeped out all the names. You don't even know what school I go to. That's not in there. All you know is that it's a feminist theory class.
Yeah. Well, how much are they suing you for? Like, what's the restitution?
So my scholarship is about $15,000 a year, and they're not suing for money. But why they're doing this is because they know that if I have a charge on my academic record, my scholarship people can decide to drop me if they so choose.
Oh, my God. How the fuck?
You know, if things keep going,
how do you live with these people?
Feminist.
If things keep going the way they are, Crippled Jesus is going to get an athletic scholarship. It's like, what?
Can you play women's basketball?
Crippled Jesus?
They're going to have to look at your penis. They're going to have to inspect them. They got three guys to look at your penis.
You know that I'm number one in the WNBA?
Yeah.
Oh my God! What a shit show! What a travesty! And, what a travesty of education!
I just want to bring up something that I find really funny to close this story. So the other charge is a disruptive charge, and it'll never not be funny to me that a woman who is so bad at her job that she is getting disruptive by a guy that's on mute the entire time.
She just can't look at you. This fucking Crippled Jesus is there. What I love is that now in her head, she associates the name Crippled Jesus with you. Like, whenever she looks at you and she's in her mind, she's like, Crippled Jesus, like, oh, they're fucking Crippled Jesus. God damn you, Crippled Jesus. I'll get you next time. Hello, Crippled Jesus. What a disaster.
I want this case to be an example. That just because you have doctor in front of your name doesn't mean you can bully people and just slander people all day. And I'm standing up for freedom of speech in the court.
A person who would seek, standing up for free. A person who would seek any kind of to harm. Affect you negatively in any kind of way in your schooling or whatever, like financially, is a sick and deranged person. Yeah. Like someone who would try to I don't like to express pity because it's condescending, but honestly, someone who would try to hinder your life in such a way at this point in your life where you're like young and just trying to get started and get educated. Like a person who would
specifically try to do it too.
Specifically to single you out for this, the person, a woman or an organization who would do this is sick and deranged. And I think I wish I believed in hell because they belong there. It's perverse what they're doing to you. It's really fucking perverse.
What's funny is that I would say she has it pretty hard too, because not only is she Jewish, but she's also poor, and she's about to lose a lawsuit against the cripple. So I'm pretty sure she's going to be outcasted from the entire Jewish community.
They won't let you back at Temple when you lose a lawsuit. You're out of here. You got to go win a lawsuit before you get back. You can't say these types of things.
You're already in the lower tier because you're poor, but now you lost a lawsuit too? Oh, God. We have to do a 23andMe on your ass.
Keep fighting the good fight, I guess. Don't get too caught up in it. I hope it works out for you.
She's listening to the show, by the way.
I bet
she's listening to all the shows I'm on. So if you
she's
want
a feminist.
To
she see, listen, she hears
hello.
She hears us talking and just wants to get plowed against their pussies. Feminists listening to me, they just sploosh, gush. They got to put they get feminists who listen to this show. They go to the store and they're like, how many bags do you want for your groceries? Give me one extra. I'm not going to use it for groceries. I'm going to put it on I'm putting my seat cushion on the way home while I listen to the Dick Show so I can gush pussy juice all over my fucking seat and then bag it up because I'm so fucking horned up. They need to get fucked. She knows it. Nothing else matters. None of this stupid shit matters.
Before you get me off here, I had a couple things to plug.
I'm getting both of you off. Bitch, I'll talk to you all smart, too. Who do you want to hear? I'll be like Groundhog's Day, talking about French poetry, Voltaire, these types of intersectionalism, talking to you while I'm fucking blasting you. Two fingers like a gentleman.
I'm going to quote Valerie
Solanas.
All I'm
saying is that once you go cripple, you never go back.
Rubbing that fucking G spot up on the inside. I know where that shit's at. I'm going to hook it up. I'm 40 years old, bitch. You know how much experience I fucking have?
He doesn't even know how to say that.
You know, baby, you don't have to say anything to that. Just breathe. Like Kobe Bryant's wife. Rest in peace. May he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. Okay, Cripple Jesus, what were you going to say?
So I wanted to plug a couple things.
Won't even be the first feminist either. I know exactly what I mean. This is new for me. Won't even be the first feminist. And definitely won't be the smartest.
You know, she might know you by face. I'm sure she watched Dr. Phil.
She probably started ovulating. If she looked at my face, immediate ovulation. Immediate. That's not even for feminists. That's all women. Immediate ovulation. Spraying eggs.
Like a sturgeon.
Spraying eggs like a sturgeon. Shooting eggs into my dick. She wants it so bad.
Like a race. She's
got to find those sperm-seeking eggs. That's what feminists have. They have to grow little tails. Swim right in right down my cup. Okay, what were you saying?
I don't know if you want those eggs, buddy. They seem a little scrambled. But,
it was the delivery on that.
Delivery.
I just had a couple things to plug real quick. I have a podcast with Adam that we just recorded, and it's in the process of being approved by Apple Podcast.
Okay.
And by the time this comes out, you'll be able to hear it.
So what is it?
It's called Who Gives a Shit, and the premise is we take a current event, and then we ask the question, who gives a shit, and then we make fun of those people who give a shit.
Okay. Very nihilistic, avant-garde, meta comedy.
That's a good show. Good.
Yeah. My dad wanted to do a bit where he called in and said, well, no shit. That was his bit.
Oh, that was perfect.
Yeah, and I'm
that's
like, well,
my
what's
plug.
He's like, yeah, I call him and go, well, no shit.
And then just click
that you're All right.
And then
he had an idea for a crypto coin. He had an idea for a crypto coin the other day. He calls me. He goes, "What about a cryptocurrency where you could like buy weed?"
Yeah,
Bitcoin. Yeah, good idea.
I smoked up about $3 million worth of fucking Bitcoin.
Weed coin.
Holy shit.
Okay, keep going, Cripple. What were you going to say?
My other podcast I went on a podcast called Shitty Song of the Week. And I actually am bringing this up on the show because Brandon, the host of the show, wanted you to come on at some point.
I will. So, 108. I'll do anybody's 108th episode. You know that. I'm like a ghost. I can't move on until I do them all.
Awesome.
Hey, what about...
It's a great show.
What about a cryptocurrency?
I saw that.
Do you have any plans for doing a cryptocurrency, like a disabled current cryptocurrency?
So a while back, I teamed up, and I hate myself for this, but a while back, I teamed up with a dickhead, and he made the Crippled Jesus token, and it runs off Ethereum. And we made a couple million, but I lost the password to the wallet, so like I have Schiff no way over here. Of giving it to you guys.
Well, let's make a cryptocurrency, not on Ethereum. It costs too much money to send tokens on Ethereum these days. We'll make it on HBAR or something. I've been looking at that system.
Daddy needs a new pair of legs. Let's get on this.
What would you even transact with your cryptocurrency? What would you?
Wheelchair upgrades. I've always wanted some Star of David spinners.
Oh, for the chair. Jesus! Well, that would be pretty. What are you talking about? That's not. You can't make that joke. You're not Jewish.
No, I love and support Israel, Dick. I want everybody to know that.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can.
Yeah.
I also love Israel. I hate Palestine.
Yeah, I'm a very
fuck Palestine.
Supportive
of Wipe them off the fucking map. All right.
Well, maybe start with some naked lady mud flaps or something. I mean, start small.
Yeah, do you have naked lady
up.
Mud flaps on your
I love
car?
Everybody. Everything I say is satire.
I'm Jewish. I've always wanted the Mexican horn, too, on my chair.
What do you mean Mexican horn?
You know, the La Cucaracha horn that you the El Caminos. I always thought those were, that was cool.
That would be
so
pretty
I always
sick.
I wanted to get it on my chair.
I've seen that on a wheelchair before, like on TV or something, where they can press the thing.
What about those army wheelchairs where they go off-roading? They have all kinds of like sick armies. I saw it on Top Gear.
That's the same place I saw it. And my dad actually showed me how to build one. It cost around, I think, $100,000.
That's just cruel.
To build it, but.
$100,000 to build what?
It's very cool.
$100,000 to build what? The
build
off-road chair?
The chair, because you have to buy the tank shreds, and then you have to get it hooked up. My dad said he could hook the chair up, but the hard part would be all the wiring because he's not an electrical guy.
You know what? I won't let my dad hook up my TV. I would never let my dad hook up my fucking wheelchair. I'm going to go straight off a cliff if that happens. I don't know what kind of relationship. I have a pretty good relationship with my dad, and I would say, why don't you fuck off my wheelchair, Dad? I know a lot of eyeballing goes on in your world.
He's pretty good with that kind of stuff. You know, the reason that my chair is too small for me right now is because the insurance people always fuck up. So when you compare that to my dad isn't as bad, really.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any like army surplus chairs. You could get some tank trip. Just fucking government, give a couple of Jesus a fucking cool chair, would you? Yeah. Come on. Hey, come on, guy. All right. Get out of here, buddy. Good luck.
Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah.
He's settle. So hilarious on the kill
settle
stream,
if they want to settle awesome. With you, just settle. Don't
Ralph, when this is all over, we gotta smoke a cigar, buddy.
Oh, definitely, man. I'm in 100%. Fuck a feminist. Literally.
They need it. It's not their fault. They need to get fucked.
I have a whole story about getting fucked over by a family. I'm not going to tell it all now, but yeah, I know exactly how it goes in college and disciplinary hearings, and they're trying to fuck with your shit because you got into an argument with the head of the women's studies department. Yeah, I know how it goes, brother. So
you do?
Yeah, I got a whole article about it. I won't tell those stories.
All right, bye. Bye, Cripple Jesus.
All right, see ya.
See ya. All right. Let's read some comments. Eric,
he's getting sued.
Yes, I mean yes. Yeah. When he first started talking about this, I was like, man, they don't care that
dude,
you're.
When you fuck with the feminists on campus, they're coming to ruin you, dude. They're coming hard, and they're already ensconced. Usually,
that's their stronghold.
Dean of students is usually a hardcore feminist these days. You know, you're pretty much. It's going to be a tough road to hoe if you go up against them on campus. Let's just put it
down. Eric, thanks for bringing awareness to the fact that your dick can fall asleep. Mine's done it several times, dude, and everyone thinks I'm crazy.
I heard you say that. I was on the plane flying here, and I listened to part of the show. I was like, all right, I got to listen to the rest. I'm about to be on. I've never had that happen in my life, and I would be terrified.
I was.
Dude, I was laughing listening to you say this. I was like, it would not be funny if it had actually happened. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I thought,
is this thing gonna turn back on? Like, what the fuck?
That's it.
I'm just gonna fucking blow my brain. It's over.
I'm killing myself today. I got nothing in my. How long do I wait for this to turn back on? Do I have to get a homeless guy's dick and put it on? This is horrible.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Sam, how do you not understand that they are saying the lady invented the 3D animation for movies and television, not that she invented television itself? It was,
as soon as I read that, I was like, oh.
Well, you know, I said that, I saw this, it was painful to listen to someone rant about their own bad reading comprehension. The 3D component, the 3D component to TV and movies has been around for longer than TV and movies. Let me read it again.
She has a patent on something that's, you know,
I know exactly what it is. It is a convex mirror transmission.
Right.
They film a convex mirror, an object in a convex mirror, and then they transmit it and display it in a convex mirror. And nowhere in life is this used ever. It has never been presented to be used ever. It's just a fucking NASA patent. 3D. The red blue 3D was invented in the 1800s. It was polarized in the 30s. Nowhere. Nothing that anything this woman had to do has anything to do with TV, 3D, or otherwise. It's fucking preposterous. God, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, just as soon as I actually pulled it up when I was mixing it, I was like, wait, it was like, oh, three movies and television. I was like, okay, 3D movies and 3D television.
But there's less that has to do with 3D movies and television.
If you look at a lot of these stories, you said the patent thing, it'll be some obscure patent that nobody ever uses or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of these stories are like that, though, where they got some bullshit
patent.
This
is the NASA physicist who invented 3D movies and television. It's okay. It's completely fucking false. That is completely fucking false. 3D or otherwise, the 3D part is more retarded because it's been around for 70 years prior. You fucking ignorant, fucking hillbilly. Telling me my reading comprehension is off. I'm trying to comprehend something that makes no fucking sense. Who invented 3D movies?
Looks like Foxy Brown or something.
hey, here's a black woman who was smart. Oh, not
Wait,
as not as impressive as here's a black woman who invented 3D television. Oh, yeah, I look around. I see all this fucking 3D television that's such an important part of my fucking life.
That's the thing. She might have had an impressive career. Probably did. I mean, for all I know.
What were you going to say?
You don't have to make up shit. Say, oh, here's a pioneer. Black woman working in NASA 60s and 70s. Wow, what an uplifting story. And anybody can do it. And she faced all kinds of obstacles. You know the fucking drill, right?
Why do you have to make up the 3D movies and television part? It has nothing to do with it. She patented, by the way, it was a fucking parlor, a concave mirror was a parlor trick to make you think that you're looking at something that's not there, that she saw and then introduced to NASA as a unique way to visualize things that they were looking at in space. So you don't have to look like you were looking through a fucking mirror. Take a second and try to actually try to find out what actually happened, because it's not what you're saying. It's fucking not.
Who posted that? Was a rapper or something, right?
Sam on Patreon. A lot of people.
Who was it?
Oh, Chance the Rapper.
No.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, Chance. I think the bad reading comprehension started with him.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Plus, but they...
She didn't invent the TV. Honestly, she invented 3D TV.
He probably really believes that.
I know.
That's the thing. He's not even doing that maliciously. You wouldn't believe that. I've seen some whoppers when it comes to the invention racket. Let's just put it that way.
Most of history, really, with the red, they're
like, oh, you must be a racist. Like, why else would you, you know... It's crazy.
I mean, I just know that didn't... I know that scientists have more in common with other scientists than they do with whatever race they are.
Yeah.
I know that. So, and I know that you're trying to fucking take their achievements and, like, use them.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that probably in her life, she probably experienced more bullying from her own race than anything growing up in a community is being smart. I'm pretty sure any fucking neuroatypical person has experienced more abuse at the hands of the people they grew up with.
Dumb motherfucker. Yeah, exactly.
Look at this fucking. Oh, yeah. Oh, so now we're celebrating her? I'm pretty fucking. You probably treated her like shit because you fucking dummies all. Because you dummies always do. You fucking dummies always do. How's that for reading comprehension? My mate got job lynched mob out of a $90,000 a year job for calling me a. I don't know if I could say this, a Chinese slur on a live stream. My mate live streamed on a 12,000 people Facebook group that we ran. I was supposed to be joining so we could talk group stuff as the founders, and I couldn't join. And he said, oh, come on, CH word. You people are supposed to be good at computers. I'm British, British-born Chinese. That kicked off the virtue spiral, where everyone has to show how much they care about racism to each other and ignore the victim of the racial abuse. The job lynch mob uploaded the video from my stream, figured out where he worked, hassled them, and got the police involved. This is in the UK, too.
Don't
so,
do it.
And that recently came to a head when he got fired today. Wow. They also tried to get me fired for being called a CH slur and not caring. So the gentleman who's writing in is the CH slur.
Right.
His friend called him.
He wasn't sufficiently offended enough. Okay.
Well, we got to cancel this guy.
He must have internalized too much racism.
Oh, yeah. And not caring, but I'm self-employed and experienced at trolling on the internet. Hence Tone Wolf Audio. So they tried to get me fired by myself at my own made-up company. They also managed to involve a pole dancer from Essex who has the same surname as me, thinking that she was my mom or something. Pending some figuring just how fired he is and how much... Oh, yeah. There you go. Hurry, come on, CH wordy. You people are supposed to be good at computers. Well, you got fired. You're done. That's it. That's over for you, buddy. Guy who couldn't come story. JN, hey, Dick, I'm listening to the most recent episode, and I can 100% relate to the guy who said he fucked for an hour and a half on his first time and didn't come. I have a similar story. I met a girl at a bar about a month after starting freshman year of college and ended up losing my virginity to her in a little used service elevator in my dorm at 3 a.m. We went for 1 to 1.5 hours and didn't come. I was even going bareback because I was a dumb motherfucker who for some reason trusted her when she said I didn't need a condom. No idea. They're making that illegal now. Did you see that?
No.
Removing, if you whip the condom off.
Oh, they call it stealthing.
Stealthing? Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
But yet,
don't say anything. Be careful.
Yet chicks can look as fat as they want. You gonna stealth me a fucking blimp showing up at dinner? Make that okay.
These
yeah,
big
that's
bitches
illegal.
Don't know what stealth's about.
Yeah, kind of fucking lumber in. Oh, I got a date with a hot girl. Did you eat her? Can you put the Snapchat filters on my fucking eyes, please? The Snapchat filters these broads are running are just obscene. That should be illegal.
I think so, too.
No idea how widespread of an issue this is for guys. In my case, I think it was because I used to jerk off without lube and killed all the sensitivity in my dick. Nowadays, I've mostly fixed the issue, but I still don't always... I still don't always come my first few times with a new girl. Love the show. Been a long-time listener, but never written in before, so I thought I'd chime in this time. Go fuck yourself. I think that's normal. You're hooking up with a new girl. You're a little drunk. Everything's wrong. It's weird. It's awkward. Like, all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's normal to fuck for an hour and a half straight and not come. I did listen to that story yesterday on the plane. Yeah. Like, that is a little dramatic. And then was it, like, an hour and a half straight fucking? If so, first off, that's like, wow, slow down, dude. You're like, hey, come on. You're showing a little too much there. You trying to put us all to shame? An hour and a half straight fucking?
It's a lot
of Or was
fucking.
There, like, some breaks in here? You know what I mean? I'm assuming that there was some type of break.
Watch an episode. Watch The Office.
Nobody has a question about the freight elevator.
What do you mean? The freight elevator? That's a perfectly reasonable place to bang, don't you think?
I mean, I guess. I think about freight elevators, and then I think about size and why did they have to get in the freight elevator?
It was just loaded her up like a raptor. They backed her cage up and then shocked her until she jumped in the freight elevator. Then he jumped on.
Clever girl.
The threesome that almost wasn't. And we've been going on for a long time. Did I tell anybody else to call in? I don't know. Probably not. They're still posting tits there. Too many words. Mass Bleak made $600 off of his album. That's great. We'll get him on and then we'll do some voicemails. The threesome that almost wasn't. Oh! Dear Dick. Let me tell you a story about a threesome that almost wasn't.
Wait, you weren't supposed to read this on air. No, I'm just kidding.
Just some background. My wife and I have been married for a little over 4 years together. 4 years together for 10. Maybe I should play the erotic intro.
Oh.
The Dick Show presents erotic stories from real men.
I've been married for a little over 4 years together for 10. Motherfuckers, just throw a comma in. When in doubt, give me a fucking comma. Semicolon. Even feel fancy. Church.
Dot, 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 even ellipses.
Yeah.
Dot, yeah, dot, reading dot. Comprehension's not up to snuff.
On our 18th birthday party, I managed to score our first threesome, though it was clunky drunk sex that only turned into a one-time thing. Yeah, you looked out. I guess you could say she got her wedding day because she got me a three-way. Anyway, the story's not about that. It's about how I teach my wife how to talk a chick into the bedroom. Oh, wow. Good for you. So last week, a friend of hers from work came over to hang out. After killing a bottle of Double Cross vodka. Is that a fancy bottle of vodka?
I've never had Double Cross.
And half a bottle of Honey Jack. Well, that's not fancy. I know that. We go upstairs and fuck till about 3 a.m. Her friend ended up passing out around that time. So I had to leave the room to jerk off. Wait a minute. She was there? It was awesome, and everyone agreed that we should do this again. Fast forward to Tuesday night, when the same friend came over to hang out. When I asked what everyone wanted to do, her friend shot my wife the biggest fuck me eyes I have ever seen. I started getting hard in anticipation.
Is it a penthouse letter?
I think it is. My wife responded with an idea to watch YouTube videos or some shit. Oh, thanks, honey.
What should we do? It's not ethics and gaming journalism. Kind of, yeah, okay.
Let's watch YouTube videos.
What Sargon posted lately?
The night went on, and they talked about work and other chick stuff while I sat on the couch screaming in my mind every time I saw my wife had an in. Let me just tell you that the conversation moved to porn and dildos with still nothing. Oh, this guy's a poor guy. My wife was completely oblivious. My wife was completely oblivious the whole night, and then the friend had to leave. I was devastated. I began to explain to my wife about all the signs she missed, about how all she had to do was sit next to the chick and make physical contact. Hell, we fucked only a few days ago, and it was an unspoken sure thing, at least I thought. I told her to message her friend to come over tomorrow night for Netflix and chill. For the next few hours, I coached my wife in the art of seduction, had to pay attention to body language, and then fucked her out frustration of only having one pussy to fuck. I know it's awful. This punctuation is absolutely atrocious. Thankfully, last night the friend came over after they had been flirting all day. It started out slow, but thankfully my wife's aunt's cat came downstairs, and of course they rushed over to pet him. I had to give my wife a shove into making contact with her friend. Why don't you do it? What are you just, what's the...
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, what is the...
It's already happened.
Yeah.
Okay. You jumped in the ocean. What are you afraid of, a raindrop?
Yeah, that's a good point. They've already done it once. Just fucking
just pull your dick out, man.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, let's go. Late, all aboard. Who wants a mustache ride? 2 hours of the best sex later. We ordered pizza, and they accidentally gave us an extra pie. We have plans for this... Big girls. Ladies, you're in luck. Two girls, two pizza pies. Oh, you fold them over. You can make your own cows. I mean. I'm sorry. We have plans for this.
Sounds
Valentine's
like he's in the cow zone.
Good luck, ladies. Good news. They gave us an extra pizza after all that threesome sex.
You would just throw that one away. Bitches are not getting too much to eat.
Whenever we order pizza, I throw half of it away at the door. I take it, smack it on the ground. You get to look at this pizza. We have plans for this Valentine's weekend, and I have a shopping list to bring to the sex store when I get out of work Friday. Let this just be a lesson that even if you're a fat, awkward fuck, I'm happy for you. I'm just kidding around. I'm very happy for you. You can still score a threesome with two hot chicks. Just a side note, all of this has been motivating me to improve my life, and I have found a new hope for the future. Till next time, go fuck yourself. We love ZB. There you go. Sounds pretty hot.
You've been listening to
two ladies, two pizzas. two scoops, two pizzas, two broads. Oh, there you go. You know, somebody sent this in too. They got an old email from Maddox. And then I got advice, but we're done. We've been going on for a long time. I gotta go. We gotta go drink. They sent Maddox's email. Here he is. Animated show.
Maddox is fucking crazy, by the way. This guy, you know, it's just like a feud or whatever. I understand those. You know, but this guy's actually, I think, had some type of mental break. You know what I mean?
I think I really fucking did a number on
this guy, and now he's just completely psychotic about the whole thing.
Yeah. Let's see. Coach Creamer said, I searched for new project brew in my Gmail to see if the coffee thing came through. And this popped up from years ago. I thought you might have a chuckle. Cheers and go fuck yourself. It's an email from Maddox's book with Fuck Whales back when he was sending those out. But he also has this thing saying, an animated show? No updates on my site always means I'm working on a giant new project. And this time it's huge. This was around the Fuck Whales time. As I mentioned on my podcast, it's a 9-episode series, ! That's right. Right on the heels of writing an all-new 256-page book, I worked on another. And here's why I thought it was funny. I wouldn't even have brought this in, but this is Maddox posting like his episode one of this pilot he's been working so hard on, right? Episode one written by Maddox. And then he's got something that you never, ever, ever, ever see in any script
he's got a
table of contents.
That's for a book.
it's like you submitted your script
with
a fucking crayon.
Don't they teach all these motherfuckers in LA how to put together some decent looking?
If you look at
like it's going to be taught in schools. They have to reference
table of contents.
Ground at LAX, they are. All right, we know why you're here, motherfucker.
All you have to do is look at one script ever, you would literally see none of them have a table of contents.
No, I've never seen that in my life.
Well, let's get to the second act. Go to the table of contents. Let's see what page it starts. So this fucking guy handed, I presume he handed this dog shit script in to, who knows, maybe a cash for gold store with table, like, oh, here's my, I've worked real hard on this. It says table of contents right in the, you've
That's
never
in
seen
the trash
that.
Immediately.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Ralph, do you have any? You want to
killstream.live, you know, that's got all the info. patreon.com/TheRalphRetort, subscribestar.com/TheRalphRetort, and yeah, like I said, killstream.live/show will take you to the show where we're at 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and the main home for now, trovo.live/TheRalphRetort. Please don't ban me, Trovo, we love you. bitchute.com/TheRalphRetort. I think that's enough. I'm on PayPig too. I need to use that some. I haven't used it in a few days.
Well, you know.
So, and then Telegram.
Telegram.me/TheRalphRetort. It's great that you're no longer a ward of the state.
It is hard to overstate just how, like, people take it for granted. I know the first day that it happened. You know,
should, by the way.
Well, right.
You should be taking your own freedom for granted.
I'm telling you, man, but
I want to do this cocaine. I chose to fucking do it. Yes, I'm taking it for granted because I chose to do it.
But you know, the first day when it all got, you know, clear and everything, I was just driving like, oh, whatever. But the second day I was driving, I thought, man, I could just go where the fuck I want right now. I could just drive up to fucking, you know, wherever. Get on a plane. I could hop on a plane. That's what I did. So, yeah, it's been great. I appreciate you having me on the show this week. So it's been a blast.
It was a great celebration. I couldn't believe people thought you were going to go to jail. Like, he's not going.
Rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated. We had about 5,000 people watching on Thursday. You know,
it was great.
I can't help but win, Dick. I don't know, man.
You're good at. I mean, it's just so. No matter what you do, you're just always the best at this. Like, you're just the best at doing that show. You're always in the middle. You're always fair to both sides. I'm not fair. Man, I can't even fucking read tweets over here.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I think I got it pretty down, Pat. We got some guests coming up this week. I won't announce all of them on your show. They're a little spicy, a couple of them. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, everybody. This has been The Dick Show. Patreon.com/The Dick Show. See you next Tuesday. Here you go.
Presenting Dick. Dick. Dick.
Dick. Dick. Maybe a couple voicemails. A couple voicemails. Mass Bleak, you can call in next week. I know. I know I see Hitomi Tanaka's tits in front of that Confederate flag.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Sean. Here's what makes me rage. People who dance around saying things, like calling a person, you know, a fucking asshole or something like that. But they, like...
Yeah.
They say everything else about them except the fucking word. I fucking hate it. It pretty much just comes from women mostly, if not like solely. I just had a friend who is a girl. Yeah. Like kind of just essentially say I'm a liar and all this stuff. Oh, you know, I'm talking bullshit, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, okay, I get it. You don't trust me. She's like, I never said that. It's like, no, well, I mean, What else are you trying to fucking like describe? How do you trust somebody that you saying are like is a bunch of like, you know, liar and all
that? Let's just
shit.
Say
you know,
that he
had other girlfriends in the past who.
Let's
even,
just
like,
say
you
that
know,
no
like, oh,
wouldn't
shitty,
stop
shitty,
him.
Shitty things.
Let's
then,
just say.
You know, if I was like, okay, you know, I'm tired of you treating me like a shit person, like acting like as if I'm a shit person.
Oh, you're going.
I said you are.
Oh, he's gonna be there.
Why? Just say hey. You're a shitty person. Hey, I don't like what you're doing. Hey,
let's
I don't
just
trust you.
Say...
Get it the fuck over with. Who cares? Fuck.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's just say that if I were to say something about him, it would start with, let's just say...
Hey, Greg, I was listening to this week's episode, and that part where you give the guy the advice to just fucking ugly fat chick that he isn't attracted to.
Yeah.
You might
That's good
be
advice.
Joking when you gave that, but I think that's excellent advice. About this time last year or 2 years ago, I had really low self-esteem, so I was kind of just scraping the bottom of the barrel on Tinder. So I fucked a slam pig, I'll admit it. And first of all, it boosted my confidence. So I was eventually able to, like, move up to, like, attractive women that didn't make me sick to my stomach. But also, just being disgusted with somebody who wants to fuck you makes them want to fuck you more.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to cultivate that, which is really difficult because I'm kind of like a huge simp. But there's nothing shameful I'd say about, rolling around in the fucking dregs of society, so to speak. But go fuck yourself.
Hog hunting.
Yeah.
Woo pig suey. I'm from down south.
Do it. How do you expect them to do it? Like, if you met a really hot chick, you would expect her to fuck you. Yeah, exactly. So why not toss them some crumbs every once in a while?
Pro bono work.
Why not give those pigs a taste of the good life?
Roll around in the mud a little bit.
Look, you can touch me, but only for a limited time. You disgusting slob. You fucking sow.
Slopping the hogs.
I'm gonna slap this on you before we get down. This pheromone on you from a hot chick. This Kim Kardashian pheromones. Okay.
What's up, Dick? It's Pete from Chicago. You know what makes me rage? This phrase. I'm mature enough to admit that I'm wrong. Like, fuck you, dude. Have the decency to feel a little stupider about being wrong for just like one goddamn minute. Nobody gives a fuck how mature you are. You don't have to turn this into some intellectual jerking yourself off over how morally superior and how well you could think of shit. I don't, you know what I'm trying to say. I fucking hate that phrase.
I may have been wrong, but I'm mature.
Fuck you.
So Andrea Mitchell, the old bag who's worked for NBC since before I was born, married Alan Greenspan, the former head of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite organization there. Anyway, Ted Cruz had quoted Macbeth or some shit on the Senate floor or some interview or some shit. And then she's like, I think Senator Cruz didn't read his Macbeth well enough. That's not from Macbeth. Blah, blah, blah. And then in the next tweet below, she's like, I'm sorry. Actually, I guess I studied too much American literature when I was in college and I didn't get that right or whatever. Not bitch. You're just a dumb bitch.
You just messed it up.
I guess I'm too smart. I was fucking smart for my own good. Now you dumb cunt.
It's always got to be a win. I messed up. Actually, I'm able to
because I'm
so mature. I just want to draw attention to everything is a fucking performance review. Everything in life. Oh, so what do you say is your worst attribute? I'm an alcoholic. I'm an abusive alcoholic. Oh, my problem is that I have so much love in me and I love liquor. And it's because of the amount of love in me that I'm able to.
Plus, what? She's only doing that to try to own Ted Cruz in the first place, right? You know?
Over a fucking Macbeth quote. Right. No one cares.
So what if he was wrong? Oh, okay. He doesn't know his Shakespeare. Oh, God.
What an idiot. We're really going to look dumb in Iraq quoting the wrong fucking lyrics to Shakespeare.
Our senator doesn't even know Macbeth. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Your bombs have no effect on us because you can't, you don't know, you don't know who tamed the shrew.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Sean. Whoa. Here's what makes me rage. These icy weather I'm having down here. Fucking stupid, considering that, like, I think Tuesday there was massive, like, 13-car pileup. 6 people died in Fort Worth because everybody was just, like, gunning it full speed, if not higher, on the highway while it was icy. And, you know, lo and behold, there's even footage.
Higher than
like
full speed?
Crashing into each other and all sorts of shit. And I just keep on hearing more and more reports. And so I, you know, I want to go to my gym. Can't. because, you know, all the fucking highways are icy as fuck, so I've been kind of missing out on gym.
It's like the day of the Holocaust. Somebody didn't get to go to the gym.
I hate or here that Texas has, like, the worst drivers I can ever find, essentially, and that whenever it snows, or whenever it gets, like, icy, it rains, it's heavy wind.
I don't know what that
everyone
is.
Everyone and their mom bitches about how bad it is driving, and they all skid around. They all don't know how to use their blinker whenever it rains or everything. They all go to a standstill. They barely know how to drive. So it's like, great, I have to deal with like this shitty ass weather and not able to go to some places because people are so horrible at driving that I have a likelihood of someone bumping into me than me, like, you know, spinning out or anything like that.
Driving, man.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, driving's rough. Okay, let me get Mass Bleak on. He made $600. Hey, Mass Bleak, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you made $600 on your album from last week?
Yes, I did. So I called in about 2 weeks ago and was promoting the album that I just was promoting to, like, the dickheads and shit. Yeah. And it was actually a really weird story how it happened because my internet got shut off. Well, my internet got throttled by Spectrum. So I was getting like maybe like 10 kilobytes a second. So I could maybe load chats if I was like a lucky boy that day.
But that's not an interesting story, though.
It's just me losing my job over Corona.
You got $600 for your album or what? Did your album sell? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my album fucking sold. So I'm building up to it. You can't give
War. Okay, so exclamation point.
What happened was the dickheads fucking bought my album for $600. So I did like 20 sales on my album on Bandcamp, and some fucking big dick demon bought it for like $300.
Oh, so you could eat now. You don't have to give hand jobs outside of Arby's or something to eat this month.
Yeah, no, I can buy liquor. I can get food.
Good.
In my house. Pizzas is fucking great, dude.
You get two pizzas, two chicks at a time. Where's my cut? You got $600?
Give me a little taste. You know how this works. Yeah. Kick it up to the big guy upstairs. Like,
fuck you, pay me. All right. What makes you a rage? What makes you a rage, Mass Bleak? And then we're out. We got to get out of here.
What makes me a rage is people who butt in on other people's call-ins and just to promote their shitty songs.
Oh, no. Who are you talking about?
The resident lolly enthusiast.
Oh, who's that, Sean? Sean, what if you just came out next week and you're like, yeah, I love lolly too. I mean, I don't give a shit.
Oh, God. Well, I didn't grow up in a foster home, so I don't think I can play that card.
You have a problem? You're talking about Digi then? Master League?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's kind of weird because Digi got me into the show. I only got into the show in like October. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know who Maddox was, but I watched his like 3-hour lecture about
it was great.
The hot goss and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell Digi I said what's up,
by the way.
Great
fucking stuff, dude.
It's great
but,
stuff.
Now it's kind of weird because when I was on the show, all of a sudden after the show, he's on his knees begging me for a diss track. I'm like, dude, you have 300,000 YouTube subscribers. Who the fuck am I? And I called myself a rando. And then all of a sudden, Riley and Digi both block me.
Oh, they blocked you on what?
They blocked me on here. So Digi was here the other night and he posted like what his Discord looks like. And it's all a bunch of hidden messages. And it's just him and like two other people. I'm like, this is a DM, dude. What the fuck are you doing?
All right. We've got to cancel all social
confused
media.
Individual.
This is no way. Yeah, this is not sway for men to talk or
like,
to be talking about.
I didn't bring this in while you were on the show. I figured you had an actual personal stake in this.
I would rather look at lolly porn than guys blocking each other about guys complaining about blocking each other on fucking Twitter. If I walked into
dude, that's such bitch shit. Like, there's a whole side server that we have that Riley was in. I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna block you from this. Like, why would I get mad over ones and zeros over the air? Nobody really fucking cares. But
yes,
this guy
do.
Got
just
so
block
hurt.
Him. Block everybody.
Yeah, I was talking about his friend.
You're not respecting me. Block me. I don't fucking know. People email. Hey, Dick, you blocked me. Why? Because I fucking do it all the time. I'm not there to consume your content. It's the fucking river. Because the world's full of fucking crazy people, and you have no idea where they are or who they are.
Yeah,
at any
but
time.
Like it wasn't like I was out here being like I'm gonna shit on Digi specifically. It was only after they blocked me that I'm like, well, yeah, you're a pedophile, so get the fuck out of here.
I can't imagine.
It was only
why.
When he gave me a reason to do it that I actually shat on the dude.
Oh, okay. That's when the pedophile comes out. Congratulations on all your sales.
Thank you, man. I couldn't have done it without you.
Where can people go to find your stuff?
I actually bought massbleak.com, and also some other dickhead bought foreskin.world, and it takes you directly to my Bandcamp.
Wow.
So you can get that shit too. But when he said he bought that, I was like, oh well, I gotta buy massbleak.com, I guess, just to get
foreskin.world. Yeah, foreskin.world so much better.
Buy it.
foreskin.world.
.world is the part that puts it over the top.
That's a good one.
That
blew my fucking
shit.
Mind. I was like, foreskin.world, really?
Foreskin,
I got that.
Just
that's
taking
me.
Over everything.
Foreskin world. No
but
more
yeah,
genital mutilation.
It was kind of crazy. Like I opened up my Bandcamp stats because all the people in VC were like, "Just hey, we're buying your album," and I expect to open it up and be like $80, and it was like $400. I'm like, "No, you fucking didn't. That was insane."
That's wild.
And yeah, it was just really great. Shout out to like Radass, and I'm just saying they were the guys that like really put in for it. It was fucking awesome.
Foreskin.world. Go check it out. All right, everybody. See you next week.
Foreskin.world.
Thank you. Stop calling people pedophiles.
Only when they stop being pedophiles, Dick. Come on. Don't give me a reason to call you a pedophile if you don't want to be called a pedophile.
I'll give you a reason to call me a fucking pedophile.
Dick, don't do this. I've met so many great people through you. I don't want to have that shit tainted.
I go back in time. Find you. Is it Ken, your fucking Ram Ranch, wherever your children's village?
Yeah, don't be moving in next to a children's village.
Hey, I also was adopted, so you could have came to my children's village.
That was me. It already
fucking
happened. I already invented a time machine. I went back and fucked you. When you were 17.
No, it's not to kill baby Hitler. It's to rape Mass Bleak when he's young. That's what you're going to do.
This whole part's going to be cut. I don't care.
I would raise Hitler, baby Hitler right. I would give him a good
raise
home.
Him right. Yeah, what
I would raise him
right.
Right. Listen to his
shit.
Problems.
Nobody listens to his problems.
I got a problem with Dad. I got a problem with the Jews. Let me hear it. Tell me about it. You feel better after having talked it out?
Send him to art school.
Yeah, I would encourage his artistry. Not ridicule him or murder him. Everyone's so quick to murder baby Hitler. I would go back in time and say, only pedophiles kill Jews.
That was the whole thing in one of the Deadpool comics is he goes back to see baby Hitler and he's like, well, I can't kill a baby.
He's like, well, hey, Hitler, we got the Jew killing plan. Well, I mean,
let me call a pederast.
I don't want to be. I didn't think of it. Put that down there. That's not my idea. All right, Mass Bleak.
Also, Spegma keeps adding me to say that there needs to be a scat rights movement, that you need to stop suppressing the scat.
Because he's
chat.
Posting all that gross stuff?
I don't. He's in one of the side servers I'm a Janny of, and I constantly have to corral him. I gave him his own channel that he's like the king of, and I just can't get this guy to stop.
He can just like email himself scat stuff. We'll have a separate channel.
He's in Britain right now, so he perpetually lives in 1984.
Yeah.
So I kind of you got to give him a little bit. You got to throw the dog a bone every so often.
No, I don't want to see that shit.
I don't know. It's just,
I want to go into the Not Safe for Work channel and see titties. Or at the very least,
shout
fit
to Fred
bodies.
Burnell. That's what all he posts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Goodbye, Mass Bleak. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, baby.
Well, I didn't call him a pedophile until he blocks me. Sometimes you can see
he
it coming.
He gave me a reason to. It wasn't him raping children.
Blocked me. He blocked me. That's when I let the pedophile fly. That was the trigger. What do you call that guy a pedophile? He blocked me. That's when I don't tolerate that. Before you block me, I'll let it slide.
Gave me no reason.
To each his own.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah. All right. Goodbye, Sean. Do you want me to upload this to this the same folder or something? All these files.
Yes, please. All right. You guys have fun today.
Yeah, yes, we will. Sir. Goodbye.
Thank you, man.
Goodbye.
All right. See ya.